Well, good morning. 9:20 a.m. on Monday, October the 14th, 2024. 9:20. I've been so focused on getting out before it gets too hot. I had the other problem this morning, and I wanted to wait until it got warm enough to come out and walk. It was in the 30s this morning, and I was like, you know, if I just wait an hour, it'll be nicer. And it is. It is gorgeous. It is a beautiful morning. 44, 46, somewhere mid-40s. The temperature is climbing pretty fast. It's an hour ago, it was 38. So, yeah, it's coming up nicely. I'm not wearing a parka or anything this morning. I didn't even bring my gloves, which I'm kind of regretting at the moment, but be that as it may. I also slept in this morning, so I wasn't really, I didn't really have to wait too long for the day to warm up a bit. I got a good night's sleep last night, but I was reading until 10, and then up again at 4, but rather than just get up, I just, transferred to the couch. I thought, I'm not ready to get the day underway yet, I'm just going to sit here for a bit. And the next thing I know, it's 6:15. So, yeah. Not even an hour until sunrise before I got up this morning. So, it's a late start. It's a slow start. It's okay. There's plenty of time left in the day. I don't have an awful lot I need to get accomplished today. Need to go visit Roger. And as Poorly Pirate has noted, since I stopped talking about trying to write the cat and started talking about visiting Roger, I've made a lot more progress. I'm a lot happier with the progress that I'm making. I'm really, I'm really optimistic about this book for the first time in a long time. I was really optimistic when I started. It's like 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I was like, yeah, this is going to be fun. This is going to be great. This is going to be, and then the reality of it, crashed over me. I've written about 3 novels worth of words in this book and still haven't managed to find all the words that go together. But, part of that is everything that happened in between. Part of that is everything that's happened since. I mean, I thought there for a while I was gonna die. And then I didn't. Or haven't yet. I will eventually. I mean, you know. I'm pretty sure that my last day is closer than my first day at this point in my life. With any luck at all, it won't be this week. Or even this year. Yeah. had a comment on my blog. Somebody took me to task for taking 4 years to write the sequel to Butler. Clearly had no idea that I'd published 3 books since then. And either doesn't know or didn't care that I had to deal with cancer for a year. It's all right. I'm here today. That's what counts. I'm here today. Over the last year, that's sort of been my goal, is to be here today. And, you know, whatever happened yesterday, happened yesterday. Whatever will happen tomorrow, I won't happen till tomorrow. But if I'm here today, today maybe I can do something. Looking at the story, looking at Roger, looking at Shackelford House, I feel like one of those weird psychic fortune teller characters who sees all of the possible threads stretching forward and no real ability to discern which of the threads will be the one and where any of the threads will end up. Because they just sort of stretch out into the dark. It's kind of cool, but it's also kind of frustrating. It's like, all right, well, I'm going to have to pick a thread here and write along it for a while and see what happens. I'm going to bring forward some of the stuff that I've written already. Because, there's a certain aspect of the stuff that I've written about the cat so far. Most of it falls under the category of a style of writing that I don't like reading. And so writing it is sort of like anathema. It's like, I don't like to read that. Why would I want to write it? Somebody else has to read it. It's like, ugh. But what are those cards? It's some sort of weird card. You pull a card for inspiration in it, and it gives you some sort of vague prompt. It's like rolling a random die for, you know, what happens next in the adventure. It's like, I don't like things that happen at random. I don't like things that happen just, we're going to roll a dice because we need something to happen. So let's throw in a dead body. Suddenly a shot rings out. I do too much of it already. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. There's so many threads I could pull. Holy shit, they're building a hill in this guy's backyard. It's a lovely house, or it's a monster. It's not exactly a McMansion, but that's the workman tamping down the soil. This is a house that had all the aspens in the backyard. They had a virtual forest of aspens in the back. cut them all down, dug them all out, put in spruce trees. So anyway, yeah, I get back to Roger today. I spent a little time visiting with Roger, checking out Shackelford House and all the things that have started to go wrong there. Interesting challenges. But not random. Not, well, I need something to happen, so I'm going to just throw something in because it's exciting. Or different, or I need something to happen here. How about this? No. That's like I said about Marva Collins. Oh, what happened to my ears? They're still on. That's weird. All of a sudden, my ears lost their. Their treble. No, it's still there. Okay, fair enough. Oh, these garden plants look so nice. The raised beds that they put in here by this assisted living space. It's an interesting little dog. I don't know what kind of dog that is. But the raised beds look good. They've put plantings in around. Some nice looking. Nice looking plantings. That looks really nice. And it looks like they might be letting some of this this wild space rewild. Now that they've got it all dug up, filled in, evened off. It's a couple of really big beech, not beech, cottonwoods. Looking yellowy. Yeah, got warm enough. Going up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. Yeah, it's bright enough. I put on my sunglasses to come out this morning. And because I put on a fresh pair of jeans, I forgot to change over the stuff that was in my pocket, so. I have no chapstick this morning. My lips are being difficult. But yeah, I got up at 4:15 because my dry mouth had gotten down to my throat. Over the course of the night, my mouth dries out more and more and more and more and more. And it doesn't help that I'm kind of a mouth breather. Well, not kind of. I'm a mouth breather. And the longer I breathe through my mouth, the more my mouth dries out. And the region of dryness gets further and further back in my throat. To where it's almost choking me. Which will have the unintended side consequence of waking me up, which helps because then I close my mouth. But I usually have to get up then and get something to drink to lube everything all up again. And it's rare that I actually go back to bed or go back to sleep. But I think I must have needed it because I feel really good today. I feel like I got 8 hours, which for some reason or other, I actually pretty much did. I was up too late reading Wandering In. I'm into book 4. I don't know how many more books there are. The story just... The story keeps me in... Has kept me really interested. The story is a whole bunch of different stories all woven together. And they're woven together really well. And... I can see the influence of the chapter by chapter nature of AO3 or Royal Road. I forget which one it is now. I think it may be AO3. And how this could have developed chapter by chapter over a long period of time. And I looking back at all of the times, or thinking back of all the times I went and tried to read this book, because so many people recommended it to me. And I went and tried, and thinking back of the times I downloaded a sample, and I got about 6 or 8 paragraphs in and said no. And since that time, what's changed? Because I don't think the story has. I think it's, you know, it goes back to this story hasn't changed, but I have. Oh, somebody's doing laundry this morning. That's good. We like clean clothes. I'm pretty sure it's not mine, but I have on clean clothes this morning too, so... But yeah, book 4, I get to the end of book 3 and I was like, oh, well, am I going to keep going on this? Or am I going to pick up some of the stuff that I've been reading? Some of the stuff I've got waiting to be read. And I'm like, no, I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep reading because I like it. And my sense that I'm reading more has really been borne out. I got my weekly app update. How long have I been using my phone this year, this week? And use as an actual phone is largely unchanged. I hardly ever use it as a phone. I've gotten many fewer telemarketer calls. I don't know if I finally blocked enough of them that they're beginning to show up, or I have settings different in this phone than I did in the last phone, or what, but it's working. I get, you know, 1 or 2 a week now instead of 1 or 2 an hour. I still haven't got a political poll on the cell phone yet. And I checked, I don't have them blocked. But I still haven't got one, which I think is really interesting. But my reading last week was just over 30 and a half hours for the week. So it was almost a full-time job reading last week. Over the last 7 days. And the week before that, I think, was 17 or 18. No, the week before that was 20-something, and then the week before that was 17. So, yeah, I'm reading more. And the more I read, the more I write. Dodge van just went by. I really need to change. I really need to move on getting the van replaced before the weather gets really bad. I mean, it's only October, but I'm going to need to do it before the end of November. This guy's going to try to make this turn and get out of his way. Oh, yeah. There's a kind of seismic shift that's happened in the last month, where I'm reading more, I'm approaching writing from a different perspective and writing more. And feeling pretty good about most of it. I'm still leery about what's going to happen at the election. One of my friends in Ohio is stocking up her pantry convinced that whatever happens at the election, it's going to result in civil war. Not sure she's wrong. And that's the part that bothers me. I'm not sure she's wrong. Oh well. It'll be what it'll be. Do what I can do and keep moving, I guess. I was thinking about that this morning. It's like when I was 20, I never expected I would live to be 72. I think my internal, not very well thought out image of somebody 72 is, you know, rocking chair with a shawl. And to be fair, shawl sounds good. I like the sound of a shawl. But it doesn't involve walking 2 miles several times a week, or a few times a week, or however many it is. I've walked more this month, I think, than I have in a very long time. And I hope I keep that going. It's coming up on walking weather. I should be able to do it for a while before we get to the other end of the year and have to start worrying about walking in snow, walking on ice, and walking when the temperature is not just below freezing, but below 20. But you know what? That's not today, because today I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.